Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Hey, you've got one last chance. It's this weekend. On Monday, the contest closes, but Standard has that Tired Kitchen contest where you can go to standardkitchens.com and look for the Tired Kitchen link. And all you got to do is throw a picture of your kitchen or two, and write a little bio why you need a new kitchen. They're giving away $5,000 worth of cabinetry for first place and $3,000 worth of cabinetry for second place. You can get a huge jump start on your new kitchen by at standardkitchens.com in the Tired Kitchen Contest. Check it out. It closes on Monday, and then they'll be drawn a winner, and we'll announce it next week. So
awesome. Thanks, Jop. I don't think I qualify because I have a brand-new Standard kitchen.
Yep. And, we kind of did that.
It's gorgeous. Yep. It's gorgeous. And I also have appliances to die for from another sponsor, Garrett's Appliance.
You do?
And I was just using that beautiful Thermador range last night. And I'll tell you
what. Thing's a beast.
My daughter, Emily, and her husband, Matt, are up. And, of course, Maggie and her husband came over. And that kitchen is where we are. It's so big now. And it's such a great place to hang out in that it's really nice to just have, I mean, that giant built-in refrigerator is just full of food.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff, man. We had a lot of fun with that, didn't we? Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Well, speaking about a lot of fun, we've got a little chili contest coming up in a week, right, where Barbecue Bob and I, we kind of came in, we lit it up. I think we took the first year, we took like second or third the second year. We rebounded and won it again in the third year, and then we had a resounding flipping flop.
And then we bailed the next year.
So here we are in year five. And joining us in the studio, we have Andrew, who is the chair of the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. It's in Ada, Michigan, on the east side of Grand Rapids. We're going to be doing it on December the 7th. And all we're doing is saying, hey, you got to come out. Because, Andrew, tell us a little bit about this event, why people want to come out and check us out.
Yeah, this being the sixth year, tented event is a big piece of it because we want people to understand we know the elements in Michigan and how they can turn quickly. So we'll have just under 20,000 square feet of tents, that people can
heated too. By the way,
it gets warm.
Yeah,
in there.
You don't get cold there at all.
You do not.
It's quite cool.
It is, and we'll have 24 breweries this year from all over the state.
Really growing.
It is. And we'll have 42 chili makers, both, professional and open division. And you guys know that as well as anybody. So this year, unique to this year that we haven't talked about is we're bringing in Copper Craft Distillery, West Side Distillery.
I see that on the floor plan.
Yeah. And we're excited about it because, not everybody's beer centric. And we understand that. We have ciders again this year, Vandermill being one of them, and bringing in Copper Craft is a big deal for us.
Where are they from?
Holland.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So they're going to make we're having a really unique black barrel bar. We're calling it. It's an outdoor. It's basically a modified Airstream that they made into a bar outside.
Now, this is in the parking lot of a church.
Correct. This is, yes.
Wait. Sorry. It gets better than that, Bob. This is a fundraiser
this
for the church.
This is a fundraiser for the church and the Ronald McDonald House. Exactly.
Yeah. So you know how we worship, right? Yeah. I mean, there we are. We are excited about this.
Yes. But and we're glad to have you guys back.
Right. Obviously. The community church in Ada is a very contemporary church, and I've had the pleasure of sitting through the services. The pastor, our husband and wife team, and they're just fantastic, and they're great members of the community, and this is the kind of stuff they do. Hey, this is outreach, man. Yep. You know what? We're going to do a great event. Nobody's going to get hammered and, get in trouble. This is a great outreach for the community. We're having a little chili, little beer, some Copper Craft, some cider. This is just a fun event, man. And you got to come. So let's talk about tickets and stuff. And when does it happen? How does people get there?
Yeah, so you mentioned it December 7th, a week from today, will be the event. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 4 p.m. There just happens to be a parade that precedes us, the Tinsel Treats and Trolley Parade in downtown Ada, and it actually ends where we begin.
Strategic.
I don't know how that happened.
Strategic alignment there.
Worked out really well.
You said that so it flowed. Your second scotch, and you said Tinsel Treats and Trolley.
That's a tongue twister. But so we have an early bird special, 20% off tickets. The standard coming next Monday will be You know, 5 tickets for $10 or 15 for 25. But right now you can get them for 20% off online. We have a Facebook page that you can go to and buy your tickets now.
Right. So what is that Facebook page? Is it just Ada Chili and Beer Festival?
Correct. Ada Chili Beer Festival. Simple.
Easy. So when I get a ticket, you guys, okay, we talked about this. You got 40 chilies, or how many was it?
42.
42 chilies. You got the breweries. You got the cider, and now you've got Coppercraft.
Correct.
There. What does a ticket get me?
Yeah, so usually it's 2 tickets per 4-ounce pour. So you can go around the whole event, try a chili. If your flavor's one, you know, chicken chili or beef-oriented, doesn't, you know, or veggie. I mean, it just depends on what your flavor is. Usually 2 to 3 tickets per pour is what you'll get.
Okay. And then chili? Is the chili free?
Chili's the same. Nope, chili's the same.
Yep. So they're going to be collecting a couple tickets. So
correct.
You probably want to do that 15 for 25 deal.
Correct.
Yeah.
That, get a hold of that. And it's 15 for 20.
I'll tell
if you. If you do it now.
Correct.
So
the people that have come to see us over the years, I mean, we've invited friends and family. I've
met
great memories of my kids and their friends and stuff wandering around to there. And they're like, I wish I would have come earlier, you know, because they didn't come early enough, and it was over with too soon for them. That's how much fun they had. They just didn't want it to end. Ends at like 3:30.
4 o'clock. It's a great social event. It's a great community event. Everybody loves it.
Gates open at 11?
11 a.m.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause. Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan and the community church.
Right.
It makes it more impactful.
And I would say, in as much as, of course, we'd like another trophy, at the end of the day, there's a lot of great teams there. We've come to be friends with them.
Right.
You know, it's all – we want to win. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. We'll be sporting our 2 trophies, right? There's only one other team that's that good there, right? And maybe we'll just go throw them an elbow or something in there. No, but I remember this team shall remain nameless. But I remember there's a gentleman there that makes his chili with Velveeta cheese. And the one end of his table collapsed, and his chili slid down the table and hit the pavement and turned over, and it was like lava.
Yeah.
It was just going out of there, and he quick like picked up the thing, and it goes back into the pot. Man, I was like, wow, that's some crazy chili. So you're going to see any kind.
Yep.
There
might
be a little gravel in that one.
Right? Yeah.
Chickens loved it.
Yeah, but speaking of gravel, our friends at Gravel Bottom will be there. They're set up right next to us, so we might be having some of that too.
Yeah,
but,
and beer infusion is a big thing for some of the chili makers. So.
Right. We're in the open division, Bob. We're not in the professional division because we're really not professionals at anything.
Not at anything.
But,
especially radio.
Right. But we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to bring back our award-winning recipe and – we're going to throw down.
Well, I've got a secret that we're going to do to it, and here's what we're going to do.
Oh, that's right. It's a secret. Andrew, tell us where this is happening. Is physical address if somebody wants to find
it. Yeah, so it's
it's at the community church,
community
right?
Community Church, 7329 Thorn Apple River Drive, I believe it
is. Okay, so if you drive down M21, just look for the giant massive cars and a giant tent and smoke and people everywhere.
Right.
And just park at the first place open because that's going to be the key.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, hey, we're really looking forward to being there. Bob and I are going to show about 5:30 on Saturday morning, and we're going to get it going.
Yep.
And we appreciate you coming in and telling us all about this, and we're looking forward to hoisting a trophy. I hope you hand it to us.
I will be handing it to you. So thank you guys very much.
All right,
okay,
Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to be really kind of getting a little bit of a chili recipe. Stick with us. We'll be back.